to Triple R Midday News with Alan McNichol
and Sophie Heiser
and Meg McKenna.
Mental health groups are working hard to deal with a spike in the number of people accessing online advice relating to LGBTQI issues. Youth Service Reach Out says it has seen a 20% surge in contact since the same-sex marriage postal survey was announced. Reach Out says it fears the situation will worsen the longer the campaign continues. In news just to hand, the matriarch of the Fairfax family, Mary, has died. Mary was 95. She died at her home last night.
Unions have come out fighting in support of the Friday AFL Grand Final public holiday. Lord Mayor Robert Doyle and the Australian Industry Group want the holiday moved from Friday to Monday or dumped completely. Secretary of the Trades Hall Council, Luke Hilikari, says moving the public holiday to Monday is illogical.
Victorian workers support the Grand Final Eve public holiday. Friday is the day of the big Grand Final parade, and attempting to shift that public holiday to Monday is plainly a stupid idea. Victorians work hard and deserve this day off. The real question is for Matthew Guy and the Liberals, does he think Victorians deserve a public holiday?
Residents and community groups are outraged after a proposal to allow 22-storey buildings in the former Commonwealth Games Village in Parkville. Developers want to double the height of the agreed-upon buildings 14 years after the original proposal. The Melbourne City Council says it will overwhelm the historic Royal Park.
New research shows male primary school teachers could be extinct in Australia by 2067 if the current rate of decline continues. The study has used more than 50 years of ABS workforce data to model the decline in male teachers. Lead researcher Kevin McGrath says this is despite children indicating they want to be taught by both male and female teachers.
We know that a diverse teaching population is more likely to appeal to a diverse student population. We also know that it's important for, or might be particularly important for students from risky home lives, say who might have witnessed domestic violence. Coming to school and seeing men and women interacting in positive and non-violent ways can be really important.
Anti-gambling advocates have played down the Victorian government's newly proposed laws on gambling advertisements. Stephen Main of the Alliance for Gambling Reform says banning ads from appearing on roads, public transport and within 150 metres of schools is good. The focus should be on TV.
The big issue is actually the television advertising bans, which have been promised but not yet delivered by Canberra in relation to sports betting during sports broadcast.
Australian pro-Palestine groups have given a cautious welcome to peace talks between rival factions, Hamas and Fatah. Hamas is a militant group that runs Gaza, while Fatah controls the West Bank. They have been fighting for overall control of the Palestine territory since 2006. Michael Sheikh from the Australian Palestine Advocacy Network says they are glad the two groups are talking again.
There's been talk of reconciliation since 2007, but there's vested interest in both sides preventing a reconciliation. And also there's outside actors that are against reconciliation. We're hopeful, but I wouldn't say optimistic.
Australia's film industry is hoping to bring home a haul of awards after today's 69th annual Emmy Awards in Los Angeles. The ceremony is underway with actors Nicole Kidman, Jeffrey Rush and Judy Davis up for awards for their roles in Big Little Lies, Genius and Feud. Director Kate Dennis and producer Bruna Papandrea are nominated for their work on The Handmaid's Tale and Big Little Lies.
Now to sport. Australia might look to alter its bowling technique going into the second one-day international against India on Thursday in Kolkata. In the first rain-affected one-day international in Chennai, Australia struggled to reach its revised target of 164 in 21 overs, losing by 26 runs. In tennis, Belgium has put Australia's Davis Cup dreams to rest yet again as Steve Dacus broke the last-minute draftee, Jordan Thompson, in the decider. David Goffin gave a stunning performance, beating Nick Kyrgios in four sets.
Now to the weather. Northerly winds are expected to strengthen ahead of a cold front set to cross the state this afternoon and evening. In Melbourne, we'll have a top of 22 degrees with winds up to 55 kilometres an hour, lessening this evening. Tomorrow, a top of 14 and possible morning showers. This has been Triple R News with Sophie Heiser
and Ella McNichol
and Meg McKenna.